Hello again, tis myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Podcast. Yep, we're back again talking about the Gospel. Can you believe it? There's so much to discuss and speak about in the Gospel. Today I want to look at the subject, how God gets us to heaven. Are you ready to hear this? How does God get us to heaven? And I want to speak about the great truth of justification. You've heard of that, haven't you? Justification. Martin Luther called it justification. He called it the message by which the church stands or falls. In other words, it's the message by which you and I stand or fall. It's a vital doctrine, justification. By the way, if we think we can be truly saved and lost, we have no understanding of justification. If we think Jesus can save us and then lose us, we have no idea about his saving power. Likewise, if we think that we're getting to heaven, or that our getting to heaven depends upon whether or not we die in the state of grace, then again, we have no understanding of justification. So let's clear that up. Let's clear up what justification is. How do we define justification? Well, are you ready? This is a good definition. God, out of his mercy and grace for Christ's sake, acquits us of sin and declares us not only not guilty, but righteous. So today we're going to deal briefly with a number of statements about justification. Statements in the Word of God. If it's not in the Word of God, we don't want to bother with it. But statements about justification in the hope that we will be profited in our understanding and come to appreciate and love the Lord Jesus more. The first thing we notice is that we are justified by God. Here's the scripture, Romans 8:33. Who shall bring a charge against us, against God's elect? It's God who justifies. Now I want you to use your sanctified imaginations and turn loose the scene and find yourself there in the courtroom of God and you're in the dock. And the question is asked, is there anyone here who can accuse this person? And there's silence. The question is asked again, who will bring an accusation against this person? And there's absolute silence again. No one steps forward. No one speaks up. So the question is asked again, who shall bring a charge? No one steps forward. And then suddenly there's a commotion in the courtroom and a voice calls out from way at the back, make way for the prosecutor. We look around and there stands Lucifer, the satanic majesty, Lucifer himself, and he calls out, I am the accuser of the brethren and I charge the person in the dock with sin. Whoa, those are valid charges because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But here's the gospel truth. The only one who can declare a guilty sinner guilty is the judge of all the earth. And the judge of all the earth isn't doing it. The Almighty One, he's the judge of all the earth. Before him we must stand and appear. And Satan and his accusations go nowhere with God. Because ultimately all sin is against God. And the judge then speaks up and says, hear ye my verdict. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. All in Christ are acquitted of charges, of all charges against them. Wow, that's stunning. Well, let me explain. Sin made man guilty and condemned and separated from God. But by virtue of Christ's death, instead of being declared guilty, believers are now declared not guilty. Who does this? God does this. God the judge does this. And he's a righteous judge. In other words, his verdict is right. And he's an all-powerful judge. That means his verdict will stand and not be removed. God had been sinned against. So, do you know what? God himself did something about the problem. He'd been sinned against, so he himself did something. And what did he do? He clothed himself with humanity, and in his power and wisdom became a man without ceasing to be God. He did not become partly man and partly God, but was in the person of Christ Jesus fully God and fully man. The early church believed this. The apostles believed this. Here's a translation of an ancient inscription about Jesus. It was found etched in marble in Asia Minor. It says, "I am what I was, God. I am not what I am. I was not what I am, man. I am now both God and man." God came to this earth and became one of us, and as one of us and for us, he lived blamelessly and offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. He died on that cross and was buried and rose from the dead. And this he did in his as his people's substitute. And now the highest judge in all the universe has brought in the not guilty verdict to all who trust in Christ Jesus. We are justified by God. Oh, the next thing we discover is we are justified by grace. Romans 3:24 says, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Did you hear that? Being justified freely by his grace. Oh, Jesus brings us into right relationship with himself. How? By grace. I was talking to a man once and mentioned that we're justified by faith. "Oh no," he said, no. We're justified by grace." As if they were disagreeing with each other. They're not disagreeing with each other. Justification by grace is one of the colors that make up the rainbow of colors found in the grand doctrine of justification. Justification by grace brings us to the realization that there is nothing in us that made God justify us. It's justification by grace, something that is unearned and undeserved. Undeserved favor. We are declared not guilty without a cause in us. And not only is justification, does it mean without a cause in us, it is also without a cost to us. We are justified freely. Did you hear that word? Freely. It's in our text, Romans 3:24. Being justified freely by his grace. It was in God's heart to do it this way, for he is the God of all grace. And justification is free to us. It doesn't charge. God doesn't say to us, "You want to go to heaven? Hey, man, you want to go to heaven? Well, here's what it's going to cost." No. Justification is free and without a cause. Without a cause in us. That's an interesting word, without a cause or freely. In John 15, verse 25, Jesus, when he was quoting from Psalm 35:19, Jesus said, "They hated me without a cause." Did you hear that? They hated me without a cause. Quite literally, and here's the truth of the matter, they hated Jesus freely. Freely hated him. Without any reason. They hated him without a cause. Yeah, Jesus was hated. Hated without a cause. Oh boy. Look, there's nothing in us to recommend us to God. You didn't cause your own justification. You got justified freely without a cause in you. Without a cost to you. We've been justified freely, literally, without a cause and without a cost to us. We are justified by grace. So we've learned two things so far. Number one, it is God. God who justifies. And number two, he justifies us by his grace. Hey, could I tell you, we thought there will be only one person in heaven who deserves to be in heaven. And his name is Jesus. Did you hear me? There's only going to be one person who deserves to be in heaven. But there will be an uncountable number, a mass there, because of the grace of God. The grace of God decided they should be there. Hey, the next matter about justification that we now encounter is that we are justified by blood. Romans 5:9. Are you listening? Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Wow. My goodness. Look, let me tell you about the blood. It's not because there's some kind of magical quality in the chemical makeup of the blood. It's not the cause. That's not what cleanses us from all sin. No, indeed. I believe literally in the blood. But when we talk about the blood of Christ, we're talking more, much more than that red stuff, that red liquid. It's not a liquid, but whatever. We're also talking, when we talk about the blood, we're talking about his sacrifice. In the Old Testament, it was the blood that was the essence of the sacrifice. It was the blood that made an atonement for the soul. Leviticus 17:11. All these sacrifices in the Old Testament pointed towards the Lamb of God who would intercept the wrath of outraged majesty which was coming straight at us. And in the Bible we see that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Which brings us back to Jesus. Because of that one great blood sacrifice that Jesus made at Calvary, our sins are cleansed and taken away. He has justified us by his blood. He's declared us not guilty because of all that the blood has done. Hey, do you believe this? It's vital that you do. And Jesus said, he that hears my word and believes in him that sent me his everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. He who hears my word and believes him who sent me does not come into judgment. That's John's 5, verse 24 or thereabouts. The next matter we encounter is that we are justified by the resurrection. It says, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification? Because, listen, he paid our account in full. The Father raised him from the dead to show that he was satisfied with the payment. Our condemnation caused his death. His satisfaction of God's justice and the resulting justification of his people caused his resurrection. Let's illustrate. A man is in jail for a debt. They used to do that to fellas in the old days. Probably still do. But the debt's not paid. Well, then the man stays in jail. Now, when the debt is paid, the man goes free. Similarly, the prison of death couldn't hold Jesus. He was raised for our justification. He was raised because our justification was already accomplished. Resurrection didn't cause our justification. He was raised because we've been justified. When you, look, have you ever paid a bill? you get the account number, the account stamped, you get a receipt that proves that the bill has been paid. You know, you've got a telephone bill, you go and pay it, and you want to have a receipt for that. An electricity bill, hey, you might, let's say you're in town, say, oh, look, I'll pay that this month here, I'll not send it in. You walk into the place, walk up to the desk, pay your bill, and then you get stamped. The bill gets stamped, and that way the company cannot collect again. And if they try to collect, you produce the receipt, and they know the matter's all cleared. Well, the Lord Jesus walked up to Calvary, which was God's desk for payment, payment of the bill of sin. The account was long overdue and heavy against us. The only way that the Lord Jesus could settle the account was by the shedding of his blood and dying for us, and he offered up himself. He offered up himself, and that was... What was he? Who was he? He was the sinless perfect. His life was pure. He offered up himself pure and perfect. And the Father took that spotless lamb and executed him. Now, Christ hung there on the cross, and as he was suspended between heaven and earth, he paid the debt of all his people. And after his death, they put him in the tomb, but to the death couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't contain him. And God reached out of heaven, even as a cashier would stamp a receipt paid in full. And so Christ was raised from the dead as a sign that there was nothing more to pay. Now look, sometimes I don't feel saved. But the resurrection is proof that I am. Jesus paid it all. After World War I, 900 German soldiers who had violated international law, they were war criminals, they were brought to court and found guilty and were awaiting certain death. And in a dramatic move, the former Crown Prince of Germany volunteered to be their substitute. That was a noble act, but impractical. His offer included taking upon himself both the accusation against these prisoners and their penalty. This act, this offer of his, though it was most noble, it was impractical. Although the Crown Prince was royalty, he did not have in his own person the value of 900 lives. But Prince Jesus volunteered as our substitute, and his life was sinless and perfect and blameless, and in him all the intrinsic worth to provide was all the intrinsic worth to provide salvation for a multitude, and he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification, raised to show that we had been justified. And the final manner we encounter is this, that we are justified by faith. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have peace with God? You do. Are you enjoying the peace of God? Well, you'll enjoy the peace of God if you know that you've been justified by faith, or just justified. Just as a reminder, God is the source of our justification. Grace is the cause of our justification. Christ's blood is the ground of our justification. Christ's resurrection is the proof of our justification. Will we take a hold of these truths by faith? Well, what happens with faith? It makes these truths our own. We are not justified, by the way. We're not justified on account of our faith. It's not as if God looks from heaven and says, oh, he's got faith, she's got faith, I'll justify them. No. We, by faith, you say yes to these wonderful truths of our Lord's accomplishment on our behalf. And the result is peace. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Faith takes a hold of the free gift of the gospel. Romans 5:15 says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. You should underline that in your scripture. Free gift. It's a free gift. Salvation is a free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded on to many. Oh, I'll read you verse 16 as well. Romans 5:16, it talks about the free gift unto justification. It says, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Listen to this. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came unto all men to condemnation, even so the righteousness of one, the free gift, came upon all men unto justification, unto justification of life. Do you believe that? Listen, remember, our justification is in Christ. It's a free gift. How do you get it? You've already got it if you're a believer, but you receive it. It becomes real by faith. Our justification is in Christ, not our faith. By faith we receive that which has already been accomplished in Christ. Thus we are justified by faith. In other words, faith takes a hold of the justification obtained at Calvary, But faith itself doesn't justify us. A justified believer has had their sins taken away. Yeah. But they were not taken away because of faith. Faith takes a hold of what already has been accomplished in Christ. And when a person is justified, they are declared accepted in heaven. And if there's no declaration of justification, there would be no acceptance. And seeing we are accepted in Christ, Ephesians 1:6, we are justified in him. And since justification is a spiritual blessing, therefore it is in Christ. Blessed, the scripture says in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. All spiritual blessings are in Christ. So our justification must be because of him. In conclusion, God is the source. Let me just remind you, God is the source of our justification. Grace is the cause of our justification. Christ's blood is the ground of our justification. Christ's resurrection is the proof of our justification. We take a hold of these truths by faith, and faith makes them our own. And that is the gospel truth. Hey, if I can help you spiritually, or if you have any questions, email me, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, Miles at milesmckee.com. Visit our website as well. Leave a comment. Or go to the Gospel Truth site on Facebook, Gospel Truth! So it's every day, it's packed full of gospel truths. Lots of people from across the world contributing to it. Contributing to the content of it, I should say. So, Miles at milesmckee.com, and that is the gospel truth. Hello again, 'tis myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Podcast. Yep, we're back again talking about the gospel. Can you believe it? There's so much to discuss and speak about in the gospel. Today I want to look at the subject, how God gets us to heaven. Are you ready to hear this? How does God get us to heaven? And I want to speak about the great truth of justification. You've heard of that, haven't you? Justification. Martin Luther called it justification. He called it the message by which the church stands or falls. In other words, it's the message by which you and I stand or fall. It's a vital doctrine, justification. By the way, if we think we can be truly saved and lost, we have no understanding of justification. If we think Jesus can save us and then lose us, we have no idea about his saving power. Likewise, if we think that we're getting to heaven, or that our getting to heaven depends upon whether or not we die in the state of grace, then again, we have no understanding of justification. So let's clear that up. Let's clear up what justification is. How do we define justification? Well, are you ready? This is a good definition. God, out of his mercy and grace for Christ's sake, acquits us of sin and declares us not only not guilty, but righteous. So today we're going to deal briefly with a number of statements about justification. Statements in the Word of God. If it's not in the Word of God, we don't want to bother with it. But statements about justification, in the hope that we will be profited in our understanding and come to appreciate and love the Lord Jesus more. The first thing we notice is that we are justified by God. Here's the scripture, Romans 8:33. Who shall bring a charge against us, against God's elect? It's God who justifies. Now I want you to use your sanctified imaginations and turn loose the scene and find yourself there in the courtroom of God, and you're in the dock. And the question is asked, is there anyone here who can accuse this person? And there's silence. The question is asked again, who will bring an accusation against this person? There's absolute silence again. No one steps forward. No one speaks up. So the question is asked again, who shall bring a charge? No one steps forward. And then suddenly there's a commotion in the courtroom, and a voice calls out from way at the back, make way for the prosecutor. We look around, and there stands Lucifer, the satanic majesty, Lucifer himself, and he calls out, I am the accuser of the brethren, and I charge the person in the dock with sin. Whoa, those are valid charges, because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But here's the gospel truth. The only one who can declare a guilty sinner guilty is the judge of all the earth. And the judge of all the earth isn't doing it. The Almighty One, he's the judge of all the earth. Before him we must stand and appear. And Satan and his accusations go nowhere with God, because ultimately all sin is against God. And the judge then speaks up and says, hear ye my verdict. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. All in Christ are acquitted of charges, of all charges against them. Wow, that's stunning. Well, let me explain. Sin made man guilty and condemned and separated from God, but by virtue of Christ's death, instead of being declared guilty, believers are now declared not guilty. Who does this? God does this. God the judge does this, and he's a righteous judge. In other words, his verdict is right, and he's an all-powerful judge. That means his verdict will stand and not be removed. God had been sinned against. So, do you know what? God himself did something about the problem. He'd been sinned against, so he himself did something. And what did he do? He clothed himself with humanity, and in his power and wisdom became a man without ceasing to be God. He did not become partly man and partly God, but was in the person of Christ Jesus fully God and fully man. The early church believed this. The apostles believed this. Here's a translation of an ancient inscription about Jesus. It was found etched in marble in Asia Minor. It says, I am what I was, God. I am not what I am. I was not what I am, man. I am now both God and man. God came to this earth and became one of us, and as one of us and for us, he lived blamelessly and offered himself as a sacrifice for our sins. He died on that cross and was buried and rose from the dead. And this he did in his as his people's substitute. And now the highest judge in all the universe has brought in the not guilty verdict to all who trust in Christ Jesus. We are justified by God. Oh, the next thing we discover is we are justified by grace. Romans 3:24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Did you hear that? Being justified freely by his grace. Oh, Jesus brings us into right relationship with himself. How? By grace. I was talking to a man once and mentioned that we're justified by faith. Oh no, he said, no. We're justified by grace. As if they were disagreeing with each other. They're not disagreeing with each other. Justification by grace is one of the colors that make up the rainbow of colors found in the grand doctrine of justification. Justification by grace brings us to the realization that there is nothing in us that made God justify us. It's justification by grace, something that is unearned and undeserved. Undeserved favor. We are declared not guilty without a cause in us. And not only is justification, does it mean without a cause in us, it is also without a cost to us. We are justified freely. Did you hear that word? Freely. It's in our text, Romans 3:24. Being justified freely by his grace. It was in God's heart to do it this way, for he is the God of all grace. And justification is free to us. It doesn't charge. God doesn't say to us, you want to go to heaven? Hey, man, you want to go to heaven? Well, here's what it's going to cost. No. Justification is free and without a cause. Without a cause in us. That's an interesting word, without a cause or freely. In John 15, verse 25, Jesus, when he was quoting from Psalm 35, 19, Jesus said, they hated me without a cause. Did you hear that? They hated me without a cause. Quite literally, and here's the truth of the matter, they hated Jesus freely. Freely hated him without any reason. They hated him without a cause. Yeah, Jesus was hated. Hated without a cause. Oh boy. Look, there's nothing in us to recommend us to God. You didn't cause your own justification. You got justified freely without a cause in you, without a cost to you. We've been justified freely, literally, without a cause and without a cost to us. We are justified by grace. So we've learned two things so far. Number one, it is God. God who justifies. And number two, he justifies us by his grace. Hey, could I tell you, we thought there will be only one person in heaven who deserves to be in heaven. And his name is Jesus. Did you hear me? There's only going to be one person who deserves to be in heaven. But there will be an uncountable number, a mass there, because of the grace of God. The grace of God decided they should be there. Hey, the next matter about justification that we now encounter is that we are justified by blood. Romans 5, 9. Are you listening? Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Wow. My goodness. Look, let me tell you about the blood. It's not because there's some kind of magical quality in the chemical makeup of the blood. It's not that's not what cleanses us from all sin. No, indeed. I believe literally in the blood. But when we talk about the blood of Christ, we're talking more, much more than that red stuff, that red liquid. It's not a liquid, but whatever. We're also talking, when we talk about the blood, we're talking about his sacrifice. In the Old Testament, it was the blood that was the essence of the sacrifice. It was the blood that made an atonement for the soul. Leviticus 17 and 11. All these sacrifices in the Old Testament pointed towards the Lamb of God who would intercept the wrath of outraged majesty which was coming straight at us. And in the Bible we see that without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sins. Which brings us back to Jesus. Because of that one great blood sacrifice that Jesus made at Calvary, our sins are cleansed and taken away. He has justified us by his blood. He's declared us not guilty because of all that the blood has done. Hey, do you believe this? It's vital that you do. And Jesus said, he that hears my word and believes in him that sent me his everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. He who hears my word and believes him who sent me does not come into judgment. That's John 5, verse 24, or thereabouts. The next matter we encounter is that we are justified by the resurrection. It says, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification? Because, listen, he paid our account in full. The Father raised him from the dead to show that he was satisfied with the payment. Our condemnation caused his death. His satisfaction of God's justice and the resulting justification of his people caused his resurrection. Let's illustrate. A man is in jail for a debt. They used to do that to fellows in the old days. Probably still do. But the debt's not paid, well, then the man stays in jail. Now, when the debt is paid, the man goes free. Similarly, the prison of death couldn't hold Jesus. He was raised for our justification. He was raised because our justification was already accomplished. Resurrection didn't cause our justification. He was raised because we've been justified. When you, look, have you ever paid a bill? you get the account number, the account stamped, or you get a receipt that proves that the bill has been paid. You know, you've got a telephone bill. You go and pay it, and you want to have a receipt for that. An electricity bill. Hey, you might, let's say you're in town, say, oh look, I'll pay that this month here. I'll not send it in. You walk into the place, walk up to the desk, pay your bill, and then you get stamped. The bill gets stamped, and that way the company cannot collect again. And if they try to collect, you produce the receipt, and they know the matter's all cleared. Well, the Lord Jesus walked up to Calvary, which was God's desk for payment, payment of the bill of sin. The account was long overdue and heavy against us. The only way that the Lord Jesus could settle the account was by the shedding of his blood and dying for us, and he offered up himself. He offered up himself, and that what was he? Who was he? He was the sinless, perfect. His life was pure. He offered up himself, pure and perfect, and the Father took that spotless lamb and executed him. Now Christ hung there on the cross, and as he was suspended between heaven and earth, he paid the debt of all his people. And after his death, they put him in the tomb, but to the death couldn't hold him. The grave couldn't contain him. And God reached out of heaven, even as a cashier would stamp a receipt paid in full. And so Christ was raised from the dead as a sign that there was nothing more to pay. Now look, sometimes I don't feel saved. But the resurrection is proof that I am. Jesus paid it all. After World War I, 900 German soldiers who had violated international law, they were war criminals, they were brought to court and found guilty and were awaiting certain death. And in a dramatic move, the former Crown Prince of Germany volunteered to be their substitute. That was a noble act, but impractical. His offer included taking upon himself both the accusation against these prisoners and their penalty. This offer of his, though it was most noble, it was impractical. Although the Crown Prince was royalty, he did not have in his own person the value of 900 lives. But Prince Jesus volunteered as our substitute, and his life was sinless and perfect and blameless, and in him all the intrinsic worth to provide was all the intrinsic worth to provide salvation for a multitude, and he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification, raised to show that we had been justified. And the final matter we encounter is this, that we are justified by faith. Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have peace with God? You do. Are you enjoying the peace of God? Well, you'll enjoy the peace of God if you know that you've been justified by faith, or just justified. Just as a reminder, God is the source of our justification. Grace is the cause of our justification. Christ's blood is the ground of our justification. Christ's resurrection is the proof of our justification. Well, we take a hold of these truths by faith. Wow. What happens with faith? It makes these truths our own. We are not justified, by the way. We're not justified on account of our faith. It's not as if God looks from heaven and says, oh, he's good faith, she's good faith, I'll justify them. No. We, by faith, you say yes to these wonderful truths of our Lord's accomplishment on our behalf. And the result is peace. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Faith takes a hold of the free gift of the gospel. Romans 5:15 says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. You should underline that in your scripture. Free gift. It's a free gift. Salvation is a free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded on to many. Oh, I'll read you verse 16 as well. Romans 5:16. It talks about the free gift unto justification. It says, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Listen to this. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came unto all men to condemnation, even so the righteousness of one, the free gift, came upon all men unto justification, unto justification of life. Do you believe that? Listen, remember, our justification is in Christ. It's a free gift. How do you get it? How do you, you've already got it if you're a believer, but you receive it. It becomes real by faith. Our justification is in Christ, not our faith. By faith we receive that which has already been accomplished in Christ. Thus we are justified by faith. In other words, faith takes a hold of the justification obtained at Calvary, but faith itself doesn't justify us. A justified believer has had their sins taken away. Yeah. But they were not taken away because of faith. Faith takes a hold of what already has been accomplished in Christ. And when a person is justified, they are declared accepted in heaven. And if there's no declaration of justification, there would be no acceptance. And seeing we are accepted in Christ, Ephesians 1:6, we are justified in him. And since justification is a spiritual blessing, therefore it is in Christ. Blessed, the scripture says in Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. All spiritual blessings are in Christ. So our justification must be because of him. In conclusion, God is the source. Let me just remind you, God is the source of our justification. Grace is the cause of our justification. Christ's blood is the ground of our justification. Christ's resurrection is the proof of our justification. We take a hold of these truths by faith, and faith makes them our own, and that is the gospel truth. Hey, if I can help you spiritually, or if you have any questions, email me, Miles, M-I-L-E-S, Miles at milesmckee.com. Visit our website as well. Leave a comment or go to the Gospel Truth site on Facebook. Gospel Truth !! So it's every day, it's packed full of gospel truths. Lots of people from across the world contributing to the content of it, I should say. So Miles at milesmckee.com, and that is the Gospel Truth.